with flows. Every time I come, I learn something new. So I enjoy it. I think learning is always good.
That's Flow's resident leader, India Love. India believes the experiences she had growing up in India with limited resources were the catalysts that set her on a path of lifelong learning about sustainable living.
A lot of the practices that we have there, I feel like I can use it here too. So just little things like not wasting water. I didn't grow up with running water, so we really had to be thoughtful about our usage of water, like not to let the tap running if, you know, we're brushing our teeth or washing our face, and like just using like the bare minimum that we have. And one of my favorite memories was like having to go and collect water from like the natural spring, because it gives us more connection, right, to nature. So honoring Mother Earth too. So like every morning, if I would go there with my friends, and then we had maybe like a ritual. It's not necessarily like a written thing that it's a ritual, but I think maybe it was just like our ritual, like going there, like we would be really happy, like running down the hill and then collecting the water, just kind of being thoughtful and mindful and like giving it like a thank you. And then also, no, like, and then the struggle, like going back uphill, you know, with like the heavy water too, but knowing that that was going to be for us to be able to drink and to cook food and stuff like that. So I don't know, just all those fond memories, like of like preserving things and not take that for granted. And also like electricity too, like we didn't have electric. I mean, we did, but it would be very limited. Like one part of the town would be shut down and then the other part would use it. So we would still have to use like candlelight and stuff like that. So, and back in the day, like I would think, oh gosh, because we're so poor, we can't like afford this. But now that I think about it, it's like, no, it's actually also less usage, you know, so things like that. And I joined Flows because I felt like I wanted to be part of a community that was forward thinking when it came to like the climate issues that we're having, and also like thought of the social justice issues. And just sitting at home by myself, like doing little things, just wasn't enough for me. And when the opportunity came to be part of Flows, I was really excited about it, and I was looking forward to it and just kind of getting my hands dirty a little. So that's why I joined Flows. I wanted to also be part of like having solutions to all of the global issues that we're having. And even though it's like on a smaller scale, but it's better than me just one person at home, like just doing small little things. But now I have like a really amazing community that cares about the environment, and we can all do it together. And it just sounds so much better. I love like everything that I've learned with Flows. I try to use it in my daily practice, like just, you know, little things that I would never have thought about. Like at home, it's like making sure like all of the lights are off, and to use like to use the power strip and then to like turn that off. And also like composting, recycling, and like landfill, like really knowing where, like, what goes where, because I feel like a lot of people still struggle, because like I see a lot of people standing there like, where, like on Pearl Street, and I'm like, it goes with this one. So just like little things like that.